Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Check this out, and then we're going to go to the phone. Stay right where you are, 888-957-9570. Here's Greg Cosell, and this is the first thing he said to us yesterday, because we're like, so, Brock Purdy, not so great, right? And here's Greg's response.
The week-to-week stuff with Brock Purdy is a little, kind of gets a little silly to me, because I almost feel like people talk about Brock Purdy as if, well, he's not really that good, so if he has a good game, yeah, let's wait and see then what he's going to do next week. Brock Purdy's their starting quarterback. He's a good player. I mean, I think if you pretty much talk to almost anybody, they'll tell you he's a good player. Was he as sharp as he normally is in this game, and he had just come back, and we have no idea how the injuries affected him? He wasn't as sharp as he normally is working between the numbers. There were throws he was a little wild high. I don't know if that's a function of his toe, his shoulder. I can't speak to that.
Okay, so he starts with the Purdy thing, but then this is where it goes next.
Almost every quarterback in the league is like this. They need a running game. They cannot run the football. There's no sustainability. There's no consistency. They're one of the worst rushing teams in the league right now. McCaffrey is, I think, at the bottom of the league in terms of yards before first contact. He's not getting past the first level of the defense. His first contact on average is 1.47 yards. Think about that. Okay. So their run game is what the main issue is right now, because Purdy, as I said, almost every quarterback is, with very few exceptions, is a ball distributor and an executor of a well-schemed offense. If the offense can't run the football, it puts him in a really difficult spot.
Okay. I'm going to buy everything he just said. You heard, or didn't hear, but we read what Kurt Warner wrote earlier this week with regard to the degree of difficulty that Brock Purdy deals with in the 49ers system, and this would apply to Mac Jones too. Basically, whoever is running that system when they're not able to run the football. I think that you know, those of us who have watched 49er football for a long time or followed Kyle Shanahan, certainly in his era here, or even his dad, we know exactly how to brand them. They are the leaders of the best run game, quite frankly, in the history of the league. I mean, this is what Shanahan is synonymous with.
Yeah.
Mike Shanahan would take any old running back. Like, I bet you Terrell Davis would tell you that's why he's in the Hall of Fame. But Terrell Davis is not the best example, because he was a great running back.
Right, right.
But when the Terrell Davises of the world would get hurt or anything, there would be an Orlandis Gary or a Mike Anderson.
Raheem Mostert. Matt Breida.
I mean, famously, I think, wasn't it Shanahan, and I'd have to look back on this, wasn't it Shanahan that traded Clinton Portis for Champ Bailey? And everyone's like, what the hell are you? Like, it's a great running back. He's like, watch this. Yep. The next guy's going for 1,200 yards too. But here we live in 2025 when the combination of Shanahan and Christian McCaffrey have the worst run game in the league. I don't know what to do with that, but I'm pretty sure that's your pot of gold that you're looking for.
Right, and the pot of gold is not so easily found. And it's funny you mention that because I've been doing the numbers for a long time. And when Kyle Shanahan's team rushes it 30 or more times, they are 47-7.
Thank you. Yes.
Think about that. 47 and 7 when they get to 30 rushes in a game. This year they've done it once.
Yeah, beyond dominant.
But in the four games they've had, they've only done it once. And part of that is when you get the lead, you run it more, and I get that. But when you have a good run game, you can run it more. McCaffrey this year is averaging 3.3 yards per carry. You know who's behind him in yards per carry? Saquon Barkley, 3.1 per carry. They're 4-0. Why are they 4-0? Well, they've done it in a funky sort of way. Smoke and mirrors, great defense, and Jalen Hurts is actually averaging more than 3.1 per carry, and they do things a little bit differently. But, you know, you don't have to run it to be a good team, but the Niners need to run it to be a winning team consistently.
Right, but they also have a quarterback who probably drives those numbers up. Like, what are the Eagles average per carry as a team? As a team, what are they average per carry? You know what I mean?
Hurts is averaging 4.4, so.
Okay. I mean, it drives it up a little bit.
Yep.
You know, and actually, Jalen Hurts' numbers would be a hell of a lot higher if they didn't do the tush push, which always gains 1 yard.
Right.
Every single time you do it. It gains the yard you need, but it gains 1 yard. Maybe sometimes it gains two.
They're averaging 3.5 as a team, it's not great.
It's not great. It's higher than the Niners.
Well, Philly's an interesting team, too, because they're 4-0, but they could very easily be 2-2, if not worse.
Or the Niners are 3-1, and they could very easily be 1-3.
Correct. So, I mean, the record versus your efficiency, it's always kind of a complicated thing, but for tonight, you're right. They have to be able to run the ball. They have to be able to keep Puka and Matt and Kyron off the field.
Yeah, Grandy, what's up?
Cosell talked about this yesterday with you guys as well, but also if you look across the league, the number of teams that are running the ball more often is skyrocketing. There's a number called pass rate over expected, and just in general, given down and distance, time, and situation, how often a team is expected to pass. There are only 7 teams in the league that have a positive pass rate over expected. Everybody else is running more often in situations where you would normally pass the ball.
Why do you think that is? And I have the comment here that here, let's listen to Greg Cosell talking about running around the league.
We did a study for the matchup show where over the last 2-3 years, which maybe is a trend, 2-3 years, one could say is a trend, there's been fewer and fewer 20-plus yard completions each and every year going back 2-3 years. The game is, you know, I don't want to say it's changing. Obviously, all offensive coaches want big plays and explosive plays, but the run game seems to be becoming increasingly more important in the way the game is being played because of the way defenses are structured. And you've got to be able to run the football to some degree.
Okay, so why do we all think that is? What's going on? And I mean, everything always has, there's the action and then there's the equal and opposite reaction, right? And it's a copycat league and all these things that we hear about. So if it's become a passing league and everybody has sort of decided, oh, we gotta figure out the Josh Allens and the Joe Burrows and the Patrick Mahomes of the world, and everybody's passing, well, let's change our defense in order to sort of satisfy that. And then maybe that's why it swings in the direction of running the ball more. But maybe it's an opposite reality for the 49ers, because if Kyle Shanahan's the head coach and Christian McCaffrey's the running back, you're not looking at the 49ers and worrying about downfield throws. You're able to focus all of your energy on stopping the run game.
Yes, and you can stop the run game when you have an offensive line that's not creating great holes. And I was looking at this earlier in the offseason. Last year, there were 5 teams in the NFL that ran it more than they passed it. One of them was Philadelphia. They ran it They actually ran it 173 more times than they passed it.
Wow.
Part of that is Hurts and the tush push.
Sure.
Saquon with a monster year. All five of the teams that did that last year, they all made the playoffs. And if you go back through the Shanahan era, the majority of the teams that do what Shanahan likes to do normally, run it more than you pass it, those teams almost always go to the playoffs.
Well, you do it if you can.
Right.
I mean, because it's easier. Yeah. There's less risk. And it's how we always know. That's how you take the soul away from a defense, which is just, you're just running on them.
And it also gives your defense that same soul.
Right.
So if you win the time of possession and you take the soul of the defense by keeping the ball, 13 play drive, 8 of them are runs, 8 minutes off the clock, and you score a touchdown, now your defense is straight chilling, and they come in, and they're fresh, and they're ready to go.
You said there were five teams last year?
Yep.
Who were they?
Philadelphia.
I'm sure Buffalo was one.
No.
No?
No. Although it's interesting you say that, Buffalo right now leads the league in rushing attempts.
Yeah.
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Washington.
Okay.
And Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Those are your five last year.
That one surprised me.
And then the previous year, it was Baltimore, Chicago, and the Niners. Chicago didn't go to the playoffs, but a lot of that was, you know, based on, that was Justin Fields where, I mean, he's just going to run around and do crazy things. And if you look at the history of it, the majority of teams that don't make the playoffs running more than passing are teams that have running quarterbacks who you'd rather not have them throw, quite frankly.
I'm sorry for the lack of sex appeal in this commentary on a Thursday, but this is what's wrong. And this is what they are going to have to change. And then the 49ers will be a good football team. So I apologize if you woke up today and you're like, I can't wait to get to Willie and Dibby at 2 o'clock. We're going to fight about Brock Purdy again because here comes Mac Jones. Big Mac, he's coming in. Watch this. If he goes 3-0, ooh, what are you going to say then, tough guy? If he goes 3-0, what are you going to say about your $265 million little cute high school backpack-wearing quarterback? What are you going to... I don't care. How about that? I don't give a rip right now what's going on at quarterback. Run the ball, and everything's going to be just fine. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know how to do it. I mean, we can circle into a conversation about the executive branch of the Niners if you want. Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, Parag Marate. If that is your focus, then this does circle back to the age-old question that gets asked every offseason, which is why don't you go get amazing offensive linemen? Why don't you? But that, I mean, here's John Lynch, by the way, 49ers Talk podcast, NBC Sports Bay Area. He's going to tell you the offensive line is crushing it.
I think the guys are doing pretty well. Other people seem to think that as well. You know, there's a segment of folks out there that don't. But, you know, they can do something about that this week, playing against a really good defensive front in the Rams, and we'll have every opportunity.
It's kind of a weird bite. It's kind of a weird bite, isn't it? It kind of sounds like he sounds like some politicians. I think they're doing great. Other people say that they're doing great.
It's tremendous.
There might be a couple of weirdos who don't say they're doing great, but they're doing great. That's what I
heard. The guys are doing pretty well. Other people seem to think that as well. You know, there's a segment of folks out there that don't, but, you know, they can do something about that this week, playing against a really good defensive front in the Rams, and we'll have every opportunity.
Okay. I mean, I'm all in on how he finishes it. Yeah, go change the narrative. But I'm not... Just because you said it on NBC Sports Bay Area, I'm not here to completely buy that the offensive line is crushing it.
No.
There's some numbers out there that would suggest they're doing okay.
Sure.
But this is, I mean, sure. I don't know. You can find these numbers, I guess, depending on where you look.
Well, they're 3-1.
Yes,
so,
they are 3-1.
In terms of passing yardage, Brock Purdy is number one in football in yards per game. And a lot of that's because, you know, you've had to throw it. And last game, you threw it a ton. But I think the pass protection has been mostly good. They haven't given up a lot of sacks. Right. They've only given up 6 sacks in 4 games. Your sack percentage is not very high. Your yards are good. The problem is you can't run the football. You're 30th in the league in yards per attempt. And if you can't run it, then you can't really play Shanahan ball. And if two of those games would have flipped, Zay Jones, the pass breakup, and Jake Tongis, Hail Mary catch. If those don't go your way, you're 1-3, and we all think a lot differently about how this has gone so far.
You're 1-3, and you're staring at 0-3 in the division
right.
in 2.5 hours.
Exactly. And
yeah.
So,
that's a big difference.
It's an interesting thing that you said about the offensive line, because they've invested-ish in it. Like,
what does Dominic, ish mean?
McKivitz was a guy.
Yeah.
Pooney, I thought, was a second rounder.
Second
I could be
third.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Connor Colby, seventh round. You went out and you got Trent Williams. But here we sit on this day with Thursday Night Football. Trent 37, and his replacement is not in the building. McKivitz got extended. Cool. He's a good offensive lineman. Pooney is a guy. He's a guy. And he was great last year. And this year, he's, maybe he's regressing. But your other guard and your center, you've got issues, and you look around the league and look at Philadelphia, for example. Their offensive line is awesome, and this offensive line is not awesome. And if this year ends with you being, 9-8, and you're going to be picking 16th or 17th in the draft, you probably won't be able to get an elite tackle.
I don't know. I always hesitate on those, because it's like, well, we want investment in the offensive line, and it's like, okay. I mean, obviously this year you understood why they needed investment in the defensive line. And you want investment in the offensive line. Well, maybe somebody who is at that talent level is not there. I do know that everyone said this is an epic defensive line draft. Nobody said that about the offensive line. So I always worry about doing investment as if, you have to spend a first-round pick on it. There are a number of ways to invest. Second round is investment, too. So is third round.
Yeah, and you were right about Pooney. It's third round. He was a third rounder.
I think even fourth round is. These are investments. There's also free agency. They haven't done a whole lot of that. I understand that the timing for that is not exactly right. So I don't know exactly. You would need to sit in their meetings to hear, what the approach is. But it does seem a little counterintuitive.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
If that's your thing, then take care of your thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We all start our day. I think if you're a good person, you start your day the same way. Sure. There's work. There might be some things. Maybe there was that person that you've been trying to get a coffee date with. All right, but how are the kids? Is there food in the house? Let's do that, and then we're going to see what we got left over for the rest of the world. I sort of feel like the offensive line for someone named Kyle Shanahan, with Christian McCaffrey behind the quarterback, I sort of feel like that's the kids and the food. Let's do that. And then we'll see what else we can kind of sprinkle in around. If you had a great running game, here's another way to look at it. I'm not bothered at all. if Demarcus Robinson, Kendrick Bourne, and Marquez Valdez-Scantling are your receivers? That doesn't bother me. Those are three professional, long-term veteran wide receivers in this league. I have no issue with that if you can run the ball. So take care of that. And I just don't, I don't know if that's exactly how they look at it. Yeah, Grandy, you wanted to say something in there. No? Oh, you were just waving to say hi? Hi.
Last three drafts.
You waved to me a minute ago.
The Niners have made 28 picks in the last three drafts, and they've taken three offensive linemen.
Okay.
Three of 28 picks in the last 3 years have been offensive linemen. So to your point about investment, they haven't really made it. Connor Colby, last draft in the seventh. Dominic Pooney in the third. Jarrett Kingston in the sixth round 2 years ago. So you're kind of right about the idea of investment. And even the guys you did invest in, Aaron Banks, well, he's not here anymore because you couldn't afford him. And so,
or didn't want to.
Whatever. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, I supported letting that go. I mean, that's too much.
It's too much.
It's too much.
I mean, it's too much, but yet you're left now with an offensive line that is not good enough to allow you to do what you need to do, which is run the ball. And I also think that when Robert Saleh came in the building this offseason, there was a mandate, not necessarily from him, but around him of this defense has got to be better. And so it was first, second, third, and fourth round picks on defense. And so, yeah, the defensive future is brighter than the offensive line future.
Yeah, and I, by the way, like, I totally get that, and I'm with that. I mean, this is also an under-discussed aspect of the Niners this offseason. You know, here's one where, for instance, Tim Kawakami and I disagree. He keeps bringing up, like, why'd you let go of Leonard Floyd? I'm like, I want anybody not named Nick Bosa never to wear a Niner uniform again. If you were on the defensive line last year, you stunk. You guys were awful. I thought that was the worst part of the Niners last year. Their run defense and everything that was going on there, interior defensive line. Everybody get out of here. So I get why they, and they did. Everybody get out of here. We're doing this new. Bring in a bunch of new guys, and there's going to be a transition. They're babies. But I understood that, and that's not bothering me. But I would just love to overhear what the approach to the offensive line is, because it seems like that's the heartbeat of what they try to do offensively.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.